You're listening to the Raising Humans Kind podcast with family psychologist Ashley, where we dive into the big topics, the stuff that really matters in raising your small humans kindly, so that together we can raise humankind. In this series, you're going to hear solo episodes from me all about the needs of our stuck and sensitive kids. I hope it challenges you, and I hope it inspires you to find your own unique pathway in raising your small human kindly. Good morning and welcome back to another episode. So I have a little story or some analogies to share with you today that really come from a place of, from my heart, rather than an intellectual teaching. So often I share a lot about developmental science and healing and, you know, some of that can be quite intellectual. And this podcast is a lot more from my heart. So this is something that I've been really noticing probably over the last 6 months of my parenting, and it's just landed in a deeper way, which has really driven me to share this with you. So I noticed last week, multiple people asked me in a kind of concerning type of tone, but what are your hobbies outside of being a mum? You don't spend any time by yourself. And they seem really worried about me for spending the majority of time either parenting or working. And what I've come to really realize and deeply own, which has been the shift, it's the owning that's been the shift, is I don't need a hobby outside of being a mum. Does it mean I love it every second of every day? Hell no. Does it mean I'm perfect at it and never lose my temper at my children? Absolutely not. But some of the most fulfilling days of my entire life have been pottering around my home, keeping it clean, having fresh flowers on the table, all while my children play at my feet. Then, you know, going out for a day with my friends, hanging outside with incredible women, all while our children play around us. This is literally soul fulfilling for me. And yet everybody wants to know, but what do I do on my own? What do I do for my hobbies? What do I do outside of parenting? And they say things like, oh yeah, that's nice, but what do you do for you? And I'm starting to realize that it's kind of like this subtle way of implying that being a mum isn't enough. It's kind of like saying, oh yeah, but that doesn't count. And so last week, the same week that this question was asked to me by three separate people, all in a very subtly concerned way about my lack of time for myself, I spent, I think it was almost 5 hours at a park right beside the beach with my kids and my dear friend. Our two older children just played and played and played for literally the whole 5 hours. And our two toddlers hung around at our feet while we sat on a picnic rug and had some of the most deeply fulfilling conversations that I just ever get to have. And one of those conversations was about birth. And this friend shared a perspective with me about birth that literally blew my mind. It cracked me open, and I started to understand birth at like this even more deep level. Now, had I had that same nourishing conversation at 9 o'clock at night with a glass of wine in my hands, then society would have said, good for you. But because I was also with my children, it somehow gets minimized. It somehow isn't quite the same or as good as a hobby, or the same or as good as spending time away from our children. And yet, I came home from that day so deeply fulfilled. And this happens to me literally every week. My most incredible and soul-fulfilling days are often the ones with my kids by my side. And sometimes because being with them is just really joyful and fulfilling. And other times it's just because they're simply getting their needs met alongside me getting my needs met. And there's something about that. There's something about that family integrated living where we're all getting our needs met at the same time that feels so meaningful for me. It feels so meaningful. It's like, it just fills my heart in the most important way. And, you know, when I have a really crappy day with my kids where I get pushed to my edge and I still manage to act inside of my value system, now that is amazing. I get to the end of those days and I honestly feel like I've run the most important marathon in the whole world. Like imagine, you know, your kids aren't sleeping, maybe my kids are mucking around, my toddler's flailing his body everywhere and he won't go to sleep and I know how tired they are. And if I still manage to keep it together and I remain regulated and act in a way that I'm proud of, despite how uncomfortable and tense and frustrated my body feels, now that is like way better than running a marathon to me personally. I walk away from those nights with like my head held so high and a sense of pride in myself that actually extends far beyond any other achievement that I have experienced that society would say is incredible. And yet it seems like it doesn't count. It really seems like society implies that being joyful with your kids isn't a real break. And being proud of yourself because you've been pushed to your emotional edge and held onto your values isn't really something to be proud of. But if I had an alone day with my friends at a spa, or I'd managed to make time to train for a physical marathon, then everyone would say, good on you. You're really looking after yourself. Well done. And when I figured out that parenting actually was, quote unquote, my hobby, it was the thing that fulfilled me more deeply than anything else. It was the thing that brought me the most joy and the most challenge. So much change for me. And that's why I want to share this podcast with you today. Because when society minimizes it, when society tells you it doesn't really count and it's not enough, unless you're really conscious of owning it, then that implicit assumption is going to subtly start to take your joy away. And so the point of all of this is to understand that everybody actually has different values. Everybody gets joy from different things. My true joy and fulfillment comes from meeting my needs alongside of my children's. This is not the same for my husband, for example, which is totally okay. There's no better. You can't have a better value than somebody else. There's no hierarchy. So my husband, for example, loves adventure. He adores snowboarding. So for him, he gets his deep fulfillment from being in the mountains, from riding through the trees, from the joy of snowboarding. And it's not to say that he doesn't hate snowboarding from time to time. It's not to say that there aren't seasons where the conditions are terrible and he's trying to learn to carve on ice and it hurts and he falls over and over again and he has really terrible days. But his love for snowboarding is still real and fulfilling. And what I've realized is parenting is my snowboarding. It's not that there aren't days where I'm terrible at it. You don't have to be perfect or an expert to have something feel fulfilling. My husband doesn't have to be a pro snowboarder to love it and get joy from it. And some days it feels to me like I'm riding along and smacking into a tree. It sucks, right? Sometimes that's how parenting feels. But it's still the thing that brings me the greatest contentment and joy in my life. And I actually don't need space away from it. And I have felt like society judges my joy for parenting based on my achievement. Kind of like this message of like, well, if you found it hard last week, then it can't really fulfill you. You really better have some time away. But that's like saying to somebody, oh, you fell over a little bit too much when you were trying to improve your snowboarding. You can't love it that much. Or it's like saying, if you have a really rough day on the slopes, it's like somebody saying, are you sure you don't need time away from snowboarding? I really think it would be better if you just gave up for a few days and headed into town off the mountains. To the snowboarder who gets their heart filled from that, that doesn't make any sense. And so what happens is because society implies this, because society is telling me in so many different ways that my value is less than snowboarding, I have been starting to buy into the illusion that I need more than what I'm getting with my children by my side. So when I was unconsciously buying into this misunderstanding without any awareness of it, I was counting up the hours my husband had away from the kids and building resentment when I didn't have the same, which was completely crazy because I didn't actually need or desire it. And so I'd come home from the most nourishing day with my friends and my children. But if he'd had a big surf, within a few days, I'd be like not realizing this is what I was realizing, but I'd be wondering where my time was. Instead of owning that actually I'd already created nourishment, I just happened to do it with my babies by my side. So it shouldn't be about counting how many hours have you had away. Is it equal or is it fair? It should be, do you feel nourished? Do I feel nourished? What do we both need to make that happen? Because one person might need more time away from kids, and in different seasons of parenting, it's going to feel different for each person. But now, at the end of the day, we need to ask, do I feel nourished? What can I do about that? Or what can I do differently tomorrow if needed? Nothing about assuming that we need time away from our children. And so, for those of us who don't have hobbies outside of work and kids, or actually feel that our greatest joy comes from being with our children, I really want the world to know you don't have to worry. I am actually okay. I am deeply fulfilled in this season of life, even though all of my hours are either working or with my children. My heart is so full, and I can honestly tell you that some of my most precious days and experiences have been those mundane, everyday moments of being a mum and a homemaker. So we can't assume that because a woman doesn't have a hobby outside of her children, she needs one to feel fulfilled or to feel a sense of freedom. And I really wish that instead of people asking me about my hobbies and giving me that very concerned look that I don't spend enough time alone, and worse, that because my husband does love to spend time doing things like snowboarding and surfing, there's added judgment points there because it's not equal. I just really wish people would ask, do you feel nourished in this season of life? Do you feel like there's a sense of magic in your day? Because my answer to that would be, hell yes, I do. Now, as I've said, there's no right or wrong when it comes to where we get our fulfillment from. It really is about our values and our desires, and all of that is so personal. There can never be a hierarchy of what's better or worse. But really, I don't want people to minimize their contentment or joy or fulfillment because it didn't happen away from your kids. It's not less than the marathon runner who trains for her run or the dad who makes time to surf or snowboard. Let's just all work out feeling nourished in whatever way that looks for us. Okay, if you know a mum who needs to hear this, who needs to know that it's okay if parenting is your snowboarding, then please send this podcast to her. Because I spent years not owning and seeing my passion. And now that it's clicked so much more deeply for me, when people give me that concerned look that I'm not spending time away, I can just smile and be like, luckily for me, it's just not something I need. And now that I know that deep within the cells of my body, I feel less judgment. I feel less resentment. And I really know the types of things that help everybody in our family get nourished. And that's what's most important. Okay, that's it for me. Let me know if this lands. I'd love to hear from you over at Instagram at @raisinghumanskind. And I'll see you back next episode. Thank you for joining me. If you loved this episode and want more like this, leave a review or screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at @raisinghumanskind. This is such a powerful way to support the podcast and means it will reach more parents who need to hear this message. And if you want to dive deeper, check out the show notes for all the further information so that we can raise our small humans kindly, and together we can raise humankind.